This video is dedicated by Dr. Shalom Huberfeld and family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aharon Huberfeld, Alav Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to Ben Sira, who was a second century before the Common Era writer in Israel, who recorded in a very important book called The Wisdom of Ben Sira. It is widely quoted by the rabbis in the Gemara and other rabbinic literature, although it was not included in the canon of Tanakh. There was some strong opposition to including it for reasons which are beyond the scope of our discussion today, but I imagine we'll come back to it. Although it's nevertheless a highly prized and cherished ancient work. It was written around the year 170 before the Common Era, and his grandson later translated it into Greek. So there are two versions that are circulating in the ancient world. The Hebrew version, of course, is quoted significantly throughout the rabbinic literature. The Greek version, however, survived past the 10th century when the Hebrew version was lost. In the 19th century, with the discovery of the Geniza archive near Cairo, however, fragments of the original Hebrew were discovered in the attic of that Ben Ezra synagogue, and slowly pieces were then later discovered in Qumran and other fascinating archaeological discoveries. So now the Hebrew original, after a millennium of disappearance from the Jewish tradition, is reintegrated once again into the Jewish canon. In the Greek tradition, he is known as Jesus ben Sira. Yeshua was actually a very common name around the year zero. I'm sure you've heard of that name in other contexts. And in the Christian tradition, he's therefore known that way, Jesus, son of Sira. In the Hebrew tradition, however, we have a different name associated with him. He's known as Shimon ben Yeshua, meaning Simon, the son of Jesus, as it were. Not that Jesus, a different Jesus. The son of Elazar, the son of Sira. So Ben Sira is really his great-grandfather. In the Wisdom of Ben Sira, there are eight sections. Each either praises wisdom or the wise man. And the last of those eight sections actually talks about Shimon HaTzadik, who was a contemporary, an older contemporary of Ben Sira. It's written in a kind of a Mishle-like style, meaning it reads like the Book of Proverbs, with lots of pithy advice about personal conduct and ideas of faith and so on. It's fascinating for its historical data. It happens to be the first text we have that on the outside that refers to the Shemona Esrei, the tefillos, the prayers that were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. This is a fascinating work. Even though it's not included in the Hebrew canon, nevertheless sheds a lot of light on what Jews were thinking and talking about in the second century before the Common Era. Okay, that's it for today's episode. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.